Okay, this is our second topic, second shiur, on the topic of Inui Shel Achila. So last time we introduced the large topic, discussing the different overall approaches to the sugya, which we'll get back to in later shiur. Today we won't hit on it as much, but the overall question about whether the geder advarim of Inui Shel Achila, is it din of Maisa Achila, or is it a din of Yudaita, or is it some combination thereof? And then the first issue we discussed, first of the issues which are impacted by this larger question, is the issue of the shear, the unique shear of Kikoseves Hagasa, and we pointed out how this unique shear relates to those overall approaches. Once we were within, the topic of shear Kikoseves, we started dealing with, various, issues that come up aladaf related to the shear of Kikoseves. Last time, we discussed, in terms of the geder, in terms of the role of gasa, including or not including the garinisa. Fine, that was one issue. So now, the second issue relating to the geder of the shir of kikoseves hagasa, which comes up in the Gemara, is trying to understand better the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Zvid, Ayin Tesa Ben Aleph and Ayin Tesa Ben Vez, respectively, regarding the relationship between the shir of kikoseves hagasa and kibetza. Right, is kikoseves hagasa larger than kibetza or smaller than kibetza? It's not just like a technical factor, but could have, conceptual lumdus ramifications. Just to set it up, so first you have the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda on Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, who says what? What's bigger, kikoseves hagasa or kibetza? Kibetza. What? Exactly. Kikoseves hagasa is the larger shear. Again, on Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, read it really quickly. All right, Amar Rava, Amar Yehuda, Kosevas Hagasa Sha'amru Yisera Mikabetza. Right, Kosevas Hagasa is larger than Kabetza. And the Kimbluhul Rabbanon de Bahachi Miasva Taite. Right, this shear of Kosevas Hagasa is what generates Yisuve Daite. But less than this shear, lo Miasva Daite. Fine, that's the Shita of Rav Yehuda. Then Amud Beis comes along the Shita of Rav Zvid. Would you mind reading for us, Eitan? And we're gonna skip to the last raya, which can become important. That's Rav Zvid Amar. So I test some bays. I'll say six skinny lines up from the wide lines. It's smaller. So Rav Zvid argues in Rabuta and says, you're wrong. Really, the shear of Kosevas Hagasa is smaller than a Kibetza. So let's skip to the second and final raya of Rav Zvid, because it's going to be important to now figure out how Rabbi Yehuda is going to counter this seemingly foolproof raya. So you see, Ella Mehacha, last word in line is Ella.
Ella Mehacha. I've come in dominant. So when can what events you have to have in order to bench?
Exactly. So again, this is Gemara is an important, agav. So you hear Rabbi Meir saying, the geder of Achila for the purpose of Birchas Mazon is the classical geder of Achila b'chol Torah Kula, which is Kezayis. Rabbi is going to argue, no, parallel to our sugya potentially, where we have a unique shear based on perhaps the geder advarim not being a Maisa Achila. You have here Rabbi Yehuda Savar. Right, so meaning the geder advarim is not a Maisa, a classical Maisa Achila, which is shear Kezayis. But rather, it's an achila sheish bo svia, right? It's a unique shear of svia. The ize, right?
And what is this? Zev kibetza? That's a betza.
Exactly.
Now, the Gemara says, these are kibetza, hagasa, shamim, serim, kibetza. And if you want to think that the kosevas, hagasa, is bigger than a betza, hashtag kibetza, sivuwe, mitzvah, daita lo, mitzvah, if the betza does the greater level of satisfaction, sabata,
of svia,
for sure does the
lower level
of
Yisuve Daita. So Gemara is therefore saying, Ela Lav Shema Mina.
Ela Shema Mina.
Exactly. So again, exactly. Right. So Rosvit, right, seems to have the last word here, and basically says, and this happens to be this is the way most Rishon Paskin, because of the Gemara's presentation of Rosvit having the last word a lot of times. So that's the way basis of Rishonim's psak. Basically, Rosvit has this raya that the shear, right, for Birchos Hamazon, the shear of Svia is Kibetza. And assuming that the shear of Svia is a more intense shear of satisfaction than Yisubei Daite, so then it must be the Yisubei Daite is smaller than a Kibetza. That is Rav Zvid's seemingly foolproof raya. So the major question that we have to contend with is how will Rav Yehuda answer this raya? I mean, he obviously knows it's a Beferish Mishnah, it's a Mishnah in Brachos. So how will Rav Yehuda counter this raya? Right, where it seems pretty clear that the Shir Kibetza is based on Svia, and that Svia seemingly is a more intensified, you know, Hanaz, Achila, than Yisubei Daite. So therefore it should be that Yisubei Daite has a smaller Shir than Kibetza. Seems to be a foolproof raya. So again, the two, just to, sometimes it was a good way, you know, to, you know, figure out how it, you know, one day I was going to argue another day. It's always a good way of, you know, analyzing, is to try to isolate the various assumptions of the shita you're trying to undermine. And those are the different, you know, fault lines, the way different ways to go about, you know, figuring out where one can argue. So the two major assumptions in Rav Zvid's raya is as follows. Assumption number one is that the basis of the shir kibetza for Rav Yehuda is the shir of Svia. Assumption number one. Assumption number two is that the shear of Svia is more intense, is a more intensified, you know, shear of Hanas Achila than the shear for Yisubei Daite. And therefore they have this, you know, this analysis that if, you know, if the shear of Svia is Kibetza, it must be the Yisubei Daite, which is the, you know, less intense form of Hanas Ochel, would be a smaller shear. So we're going to... we're going to see that the two suggested, you know, answers for Rabbi Yehuda, each one is going to undermine each of these assumptions, which at first glance seem to be pasha. We're going to see might not be so pasha. So the first suggestion for how Rabbi Yehuda is going to answer up this raya against him is by undermining assumption number one. Right? Assumption number one is that the basis for Rabbi Yehuda's shir kibetza is this idea of svia. So this suggestion is going to be made by the Akram called Siach Yitzchak, which I had you see. How does he undermine this assumption? The Gemara seems to be very clear. The Gemara says, it's a Dover Pashat here, that the basis of the Shir Kibetza is Shir Svia. So how does the Siach Yitzchak, what does the Siach Yitzchak point to undermine this assumption? Exactly. So what is Rabbi Yochanan? Let's go through the Gemara outside at least. The Gemara in Brachos, Memtes on the base, basically quotes this Mishnah, or quotes as Machokas Ramei or Rabbi Yehuda, whether the shear for Birchas Hamazon is Kazayas or Kibetza. And at first glance, the Gemara seems to line up this Machokas Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, but whether the shear Birchas Hamazon is Kazayas or Kibetza, with a parallel Machokas, problem being that, you know, they take opposite sides to the issue. And we've got, what's the context? What's the other din quoted there?
If the person has Bazar Kodesh and he has to burn it, whether he should go back to Yerushalayim to burn it. Or
exactly, and the question is, and Machok is there in terms of shear is...
Is what, how big of a shear do you need in order to have to go back?
Go back, yeah. And what's Machok is? Whether it's Kazayas or Kibetza. The problem is, right, in contrast to the realm of Birchas HaMazon, where Rabbi Yehuda says Kibetza, the larger shear, and Rabbi Meir says the smaller shear of Kazayas, there it's flipped. There, Rabbi Meir is saying the larger shear of Kibetza, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying the smaller shear of Kizayas. The Gemara at first says, oh, there seems to be a theory here, right? Assumption of the question being that it's a more universal machlokes about like a shear of chashivas, right? When you're dealing with, you know, shirim, what's the classic, you know, shear of a chashiv amount? So with that assumption, therefore, you know, if both of these realms of Birchas Hamazon and, you know, Sreifas Kachim is about Shir Chashiv, so then there should be a certain consistency. If the Shir Chashiv is Kibetza, it should always be Kibetza. If the Shir Chashiv is Kazayas, it should always be Kazayas. So why do you have this Tira between Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda? So what's the first The first suggested answer by Amora there is Rabbi Yochanan, who says, flip the shittos, meaning the assumption of the question is correct. Right, the basis, right, the Nekudas HaMachokes in both places is a universal concept of Shir Chashav, and therefore, right, the Machokes in both places must align. Right, it must be the right mayor in both places says, I forgot exactly which, what says Kibetza, and Rabbi Yehuda in both places says Kezayas. So Siach Yitzhak says that the pshat in Rav Yehuda, our Amora and Amun Aleph, it must be that Rav Yehuda, nice purple here, right, for Yehuda, right, that Rav Yehuda aligns with Rav Yochanan, right, the Rav Yehuda thinks that the pshat in Kibetza has nothing to do with the shear of Sviya. It's rather this universal concept of shear chashev. So according to the Siach Yitzhak, basically the machokis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Zvid is parallel to machokis between Rav Yochanan and Rava in the Gemara there about what the pshat in the shear kibetza for Rav Yehuda is. Is it just a shear chashev? Or is it about Sviya? So therefore it says the Siach Yitzhak, therefore the pshat in Rav Yehuda is going to undermine assumption number one. And he said, you have no raya from the shir kibetza, but birchas hamazon, the shir sviya is kibetza, because the koveya for birchas hamazon is not sviya necessarily, it's rather a universal concept of shir chashev. And the Siach Yitzhak additionally points to Tosfos there, who points out that the machlokes, I mean the shirim for birchas hamazon of kizayas versus kibetza is old drabanan, but the real koveya for the shir sviya de oraisa is really a larger shir. And therefore, the Siach Yitzhak points to that as like another indication that what the Gemara here assumes as a devar pashut, that a shir kibetza is a shir for sviya, is not so pashut. Because number one, you have Rabbi Yochanan there who says clearly the koveya for the shir kibetza, for birchas hamazon, is like a universal concept of just shir chashuv. An additional factor is that Tosos there points out that the Shir Kibetza is not the real Koveya for Shir Sviya, because Shir Sviya, which is the Koveya de Oraisa, is really larger, Tosos proves, than both Kibetza and Kizayas. So again, shot number one in Rabbi Yehuda is that he's going to undermine assumption number one and say, don't bring in any riots from Birchas HaMazon, because that the Birchas HaMazon, the Shir Kibetza there, has no bearing on the Shir of Sviya. That's answer number one. Yeah.
But in that Gemara Brachos, before they even mentioned the Machlokes about burning the Kachim, didn't they already explain the Machlokes as having to do with
Shir Chashev?
I don't think so.
Not that Gemara. That's only Abai. Sorry, Rava. I think. All right, Rava. Sorry, who's the second day of there? Abaye. Abaye is the second day of there and says, no, don't flip the shittos. And he says, don't ask a stira between the two different realms, because they're nothing to do with one another. It's not a universal factor of Shir Chashev. It's rather based on the particulars in each case, and that's where the Gemara first introduces that the Koveya, the Machokes, Rei Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda is the Machokes, as the Gemara says here, in terms of whether the Koveya is Achila, a Maisa Achila, or it's an Achila Sheyesh Posfiya.
Isn't the question
by a straight
discussion
one of the evil? No. In terms of not in terms of what the shear for returning is. Okay. That's a separate question. Yeah.
So are we saying the Machlok is in terms of Metzius, whether or not Beitza is
no. No. The Machlok is rather halachically, what is the Koveya for Birchas HaMazon? Meaning, so the two deos in Brachos, which according to Siach Yitzhak aligns the two deos here, is whether the koveya for the shir for Birchas HaMazon is that the shir of Sviya, which let's say everyone agrees is Kibetza. Actually, I'm not going to say that. Whether the koveya is Sviya, or whether the koveya is just a universal shir chashuv, but nothing to do with Sviya. So it's a halachic machlokes. But what's the koveya? What's the determining factor for the chiyuv of Birchas HaMazon? So coming back here, what it does open up the possibility that Rabbi Yehuda no longer thinks that the sheer sviya is kibetza. But again, I would say that's not a. So again, but it's not. I wouldn't say it's a metzias of what's full. But the question is, what is the threshold of full? What is the threshold of Sphia?
Can you just say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, the whole Kidei Sphia is all Derabbanan according to Tosos. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of a Sphia Derabbanan. If there were to be a Sphia Derabbanan, it would be a Kebeya, but who says Rabbi Yehuda even holds of that?
You can say that. Yeah, it's interesting. The Gemara here makes it sound like it's Daraisa, but yeah, according to Tosos, right. His whole discussion is Derabbanan, so it could be that he thinks that, yeah. But clearly this Gemara is formulating in terms of Sphia. You're saying Rabbi Yehuda can counter and say that, yeah, that you know, the Shir Kibetza. No, but in essence, that's just saying that he argues on the Shita. Because the whole point is that it's coming out of the Lashon of Achalta V'Sabata.
Isn't that what we're saying, though?
I'm just saying it's the same answer. Meaning, what you're saying, in essence, is what the Siach Yitzchak is saying. You're saying that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Yochanan that the Koveya for Kibetza is not Shir Sviya, but rather some universal concept of just Shir Chashev.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see, you're agreeing.
Wouldn't it make more sense to say the concept of what Sphia is will determine what, meaning it says Vachata Vesavata, so I mean, what would you do with that word, with that Vesavata?
Well, number one, Reb Meir has a different way of saying it, and yeah, but it's a question we have to look into, but I mean, for our purpose, it's clearly a by, meaning Rav Yochanan there clearly doesn't learn like this. So there is definitely a Shita. So it's a question you have to explore if you're doing an Oketz Mevarchim. But for our purposes, the point is we want to just bring out is that the way Siach Yitzchak is resolving the question is by saying that Rav Yehuda in our Gemara aligns with Rav Yochanan in Brachos to say that he learns the Shir Kibetza has nothing to do with the Shir Sviya, and therefore there's no Raya from here that the Kibetza is the threshold for Sviya. And getting back to your question, it's not a Metzias question of, you know, what Sviya is, more of a lucky question of what's the threshold of Sviya. Meaning, as we know, machlok is between mothers and children all the time, in terms of what, you know, the gather of full is, right? Kids always saying they're full, mothers saying you need to eat more. So I'm saying, clearly there's a whole range in terms of what is Sviya. So the question is, halachically, you know, what's the threshold of Sviya?
But then the contributor is Kibetza.
No.
So isn't that just my focus in terms of this?
No, but the question is, what's the threshold of Sviya? That's what I was saying. Mothers versus children. Meaning, full. What is full? What does that mean to be satiated? There's a whole range of satiation. Mm. You know? The end of it is achilagasa, and you'll see even the achilagasa, there are two levels of achilagasa. Another proof that there are different levels of satiation. So they're different. The question is, you know, where do you draw the line in terms of what is the geder daraisa of Sviya. But it's not a Metzias question, but a Lacha question of how do you define it. So far, that's the Siach Yitzchak's, you know, explanation for Rav Yehuda. That the way to explain Rav Yehuda is that he's going to undermine assumption number one of Rav Zvid, which was that the shear of Kibetza related to the shear of Sviya. So I would like to suggest an alternative explanation for Rav Yehuda, which basically undermines assumption number two. Right, assumption number two was that once the shear of Kibetza is the shear of Sviya, so then the major assumption number two is that Sviya is a more intensified hanas achila than Yisuvei Daite. So therefore, if Sviya is Kibetza, it must be that Yisuvei Daite, the less intense form of hanas achila, less intense form of, you know, of satiation, must be smaller than Kibetza. That's Rav Zvid. So I like to suggest that perhaps Rav Yehuda fundamentally argues regarding the relationship between Yisuvei Daite and Sviya. So while Rav Zvid assumes, the Gemara assumes within Rav Zvid, that Yisuvei Daite is less intense than Sviya, it could be that Rav Yehuda fundamentally argues and says, no, mechitesi. Maybe Yisuvei Daite is a more intensified level of satiation than Sviya. And therefore, even according to this, you know, approach, even if Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Gemara in Mu'ith Lozay with Abaye, that the pshat in the Shir Kibetza is that's the Shir of Sviya, that still doesn't prove that the Shir of Yisuvei Daite is less than a Kibetza, because perhaps Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue that the Shir of Yisuvei Daite is more intense than the Shir of Sviya, and therefore even though Sviya is Kibetza, the Shir of Yisuvei Daite can be larger than a Kibetza. That's the idea. Now we're going to just to prove that. So again,
this is Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yehuda?
This is explanation of Rav Yehuda, who is the Amora on Amud Aleph, not to be confused with the Tana Rebbe Yehuda, who is taking his stand on the Shir Birchas Hamasim. This all shot in Rav Yehuda, who thinks that the Shir for Inoy Shalachila is larger than a Kibetza. So one benefit of this approach, one assumption slash benefit of this approach, is that it allows Rav Yehuda to agree with the Stam Gemara.
Is it still following the guidelines of the Gemara? This
which guidelines?
Meaning to say that the Gemara immediately comes with an assumption to say that that's how I, that to prove in the Gemara Yuma, to prove that it was as a gas is less than a kazayas, so now that would...
Well, we're agreeing with the first part. We're going to agree with the first part that the pshat in Kibetza, and according to this pshat, Rav Yehuda agrees with Abaye in Brachos, and with the Stam Gemara here, that the pshat in Kibetza, the Shir Kibetza for Birchas Hamazon, that the pshat in that is that it's a Shir Sevia. This pshat allows Rav Yehuda to agree with that part. But this pshat says that that Rav Yehuda disagrees with the second part. The second part, but regarding the relationship between Sviya and Yosef Etaite. So, right, the major assumption of this second explanation, I'm just going to develop this and I'll take any questions afterwards, the major assumption of this second approach is that Yosef Etaite is more intense than Sviya. So, question, the problem with this is that it's against the Virish Kumar. So, I would like to prove from various, you know, Mefarshim in a slightly different, regarding a different issue, that there is evidence for this concept that the shear of Yesuve Daite is more intense than the shear of Sviya. And once we prove that, we're going to therefore say that once we see, you know, in certain Mefarshim that they hold that the shear of Yesuve Daite is more intense than Sviya, we're going to say, oh, perhaps that's pshat in Rav Yehuda as well. That he agrees, and he's going to apply that concept of Yesuve Daite being more intense than Sviya to say that in the realm of Shiurim, and that's how he's going to apply it. And therefore say that the shear of Yisuv Daite is going to be Kibetza plus, even though the shear of Sviya is only a Kibetza. So where do we find this evidence that Yisuv Daite is more intense than the shear of Sviya? So this brings us to the issue of Achila Toch Kedei Achila's Pras, which is a Sviya which is going to come up on Payam Beis. We'll analyze it, you know, as an independent issue when we get to it. But for the purposes now, I'd like to just analyze, you know, the relationship between Birchas Hamazon, Sviya, and Yom Kippur, Yisuv Daite. So again, if you turn to Payam Beis, the Gemara in Yuma unequivocally states that this qualification, this requirement of the Shir Koseves V'Eden within Kedei Achilas Pras is Muskum Likum, at Pashat. So everyone agrees, right, it's a Beferish Gemara, that when it comes to the shear of Yom Kippur, the shear of Koseva Sagasa must be eaten within the time frame of Toch Kedei Achilas Pras. Anywhere between 2 and 9 minutes, depending on various poskim. But again, it has to be within that time frame. I'll just turn to Payam Beis quickly. This is Payam Beis, starting with Maskif L'Rava. There's a whole set of Maskifs. Each one is important in their own right. Each one its own sugya, but just, I don't have the Maskif L'Rava readily. Brian, do you have it?
Maskif L'Rava, but Kazayas Bechdeh Tehospas, Kristavas Bechdeh Tehospas.
Meaning, why do you have the same time frame for the smaller shear of Kazayas, Bechol Tarakula, right? Generally, Bechol Tarakula comes to a Maisa Achila, whether it's a mitzvah or an iser. The only time something is considered a Maisa Achila is if the Shir Kezias is eaten within this time frame of Toch Kedei Achilas Pras. So the question is, why is the smaller Shir of Kezias had the same time frame as the larger Shir of Kikosev Asagasa for Yom Kippur?
So Amalei Rabbi, Kimal Rabbanan, Rachim Mitzvadayis Day. You only see Shadas within this period. Tvei Machil Mitzvaday Day. More than this period, he doesn't have the Shadas.
Exactly. But again, but a clear assumption of the Gemara that when it comes to Inui Shel Achila of Yom Kippur, the Kshir Koseva Sagasa has to be eaten within Toke de Achilas Pras, otherwise there's no Yisuve Daite. So it's clear, when it comes to Yisuve Daite requires the Kshir of Koseva Sagasa to be eaten within Toke de Achilas Pras. We're going to see, as you probably see where I'm going here, we're going to see that when it comes to the Kshir of Sviya, for Birchas HaMazon, it's a Machlokes. According to some Mefarshim, we'll see in just a moment, according to some Mefarshim, they're going to say that while it's clear that Yisubei Daite of Yom Kippur requires Tochidei Achilas Pras, or it has to be intense to the, or the intensity of Yisubei Daite requires that, you know, the Achila takes place within, you know, this time frame, or to ensure that you're sufficiently satiated, because obviously, right, the more the Achila is spread out, the less satiated you become. So while Yisubei Daite, it's clear, or the threshold of Yisubei Daite requires this intense, or the intense level of satiation such that it has to be Tochei De'achilas Pras, some Mefarshim think that when it comes to the Shir of Sviya, you don't need Tochei De'achilas Pras. Before we even get to the Mefarshim inside, again, that proves to us that at least according to some Mefarshim, the Shir of Sviya seems to be less intense than the Shir of Yisubei Daite. Right, because right, the requirement of Tochei De'achilas Pras is a shear in the intensity of the ochel, in terms of the intensity of your satiation. That right, because you're only going to be satiated to a, you know, to a higher level if it's within that this time frame. So yet the fact that we see that it's pashut that Yisubei Daite requires Tochei De'achilas Pras, but yet according to some Mefarshim, Sviya does not require Tochei De'achilas Pras. It can be, you know, spread out across a larger time period. So that seems to prove that according to these Mefarshim, which we'll document in just a moment, according to these Mefarshim, the Shir of Sviya is less intense than the Shir of Yisubei Daite. And therefore, the less intense Sviya could be spread out, while the more intense Yisubei Daite needs to take place within Tochei De'achilas Pras. So that would be a raya, some evidence, which would, you know, support our Mechudosh assumption that perhaps Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that Yisod, that Yisubei Daite is a more intense level of satiation than Sviya, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda is going to apply that Yisod to say that therefore the shear of Ochel can be larger for Yisubei Daite than for Sviya. Right? Sviya will be Kebetza, while the shear for Yisubei Daite will be larger for Rabbi Yehuda, will be Kebetza plus. Let's just first, you know, just see, analyze the Machokes, just document the Machokes within the realm of Birchos HaMazon, within the realm of Sviya, in terms of whether you need Tochei De'achilas Pras. We're going to see there's a whole range of Mefarshim that I had you see during Seder. So the first Pashut approach is to say that Sviya also requires Tochei De'achilas Pras. And the following Mefarshim we're going to say, just like you find it by Yisubei Daite, so too we can carry that over to Sviya. So this is the position of, first position of the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham in Reish, Simen Reish Yud, Siv Katan Aleph, says exactly this. Just like you find Tochei De'achilas Pras for Yom Kippur, in the realm of Yisubei Daite, so too that carries over to the Shir of Sviya. He says, why should it be Mechalik? He just says it as like a binyanav, as a carryover. But even more interesting is the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch brings it over as a Kal V'chomer. Anyone wanna, what's the Minchas Chinuch's Kal V'chomer? And it relates to our issue. Anyone give a shout at Minchas Chinuch? How he brings the Rav Zvi's analysis from this year? I'll start, you guys can take over. Right? Minchas Chinuch says, from the Gemara in Ayin Tesem and Beis, within Rav Zvid, right, it's clear that the Gemara is assuming that Sviya is more intense than Yisubei Daite. Right? That's what the Gemara was saying. Therefore, if Sviya is a shear of Kedetza, then Yisubei Daite must be a smaller shear. So Minchas Chinuch says that if by the less intense shear of Yisubei Daite you require Tochei De'achilas Pras, then Kal V'chomer, when it comes to the shear of Sviya for Birchos HaMazon, do you also require Tochei De'achilas Pras? Right? Because basically saying, accepting wholeheartedly Rav Zvid's analysis, that Sviya is more intense than Yisubei Daite, and therefore saying that if you find, you know, Tochei De'achilas Pras, which seemingly is a shear in intensity, right? All the achilas are taken within a short amount of time to ensure that you still feel the effects of the original eating, of the full shear. So if you have the shear of the requirement of Tochei De'achilas Pras, but the less intense Yom Kippur shear of Yisuvei Daite, then Kol Shekein Kavachomer, they then has to carry over to the more intense shear of Sviya to Birchas Hamazon. So again, Minchas Chinuch is highlighting from Zvid's perspective and everything that Sviya is more intense than Yisuvei Daite. And therefore it says, Kavachomer, the qualification, the Tanai of Toch De Achilas Pras must carry over. So again, so far you have the Magen Avraham, the Minchas Chinuch, who's saying that the Tanai of Toch De Achilas Pras must carry over. Again, according to these version, we have no basis for our explanation of Rav Yehuda. If anything, Minchas Chinuch is clearly adopting a Rav Zvid, you know, take on things and saying he's not willing to accept this anything but Rav Zvid's perspective that Sviya is more intense than Yisuvei Daita. I guess I'll take questions now.
If Minchas Chinuch were to learn the way we're learning in the name of Rav Yehuda now, would he not have made that call before?
Correct. Yeah. So we're not going with the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch seems to say, as a different pashut, that shear of Sviya is more intense than Yisuvei Daita. Yeah. His approach is in the next. So just finish up and then we'll. So the Mefarshim I was pointing to are the following. The Knesset HaGedolah, quoted by the Magen Avraham, says that the Tanai, that while the Tanai of Toch Kedei Achilas Pras applies to Yisuvei Daite and Yom Kippur, it does not apply to Sviya of Birchas Hamazon. That's Knesset HaGedolah. Again, first indication that the parameters for Sviya are more lax than the parameters for Yisuvei Daite. Again, Yisuvei Daite needs to take place within Kedei Achilas Pras, while Sviya does not. It can be spread out over a larger, longer period of time, implying that the shear of Sviya is less intense. And another take on this issue, a little different shita, but again, for our purposes, it's the same, is the Prima Gadam. So the Prima Gadam is Mechalik. It says it depends. And in certain cases, Birchas Hamazon requires Toch Kedei Achilas Pras, and in certain cases, it doesn't. What's the Prima Gadam's Chiluk? Exactly. How does he explain it? Yeah, exactly. To say that when it comes, is also fascinating in terms of our larger topic. He says, when it comes to the Dinder Rabbanan of Kizayis, that's a Maisa Achila. So it's clear that Maisa Achila v'chol Torah Kula require Toch Kedei Achilas Pras. And therefore, if you're talking about the shear of Birchas Hamazon Min Drabanan, because you only eat Kizayis, that Kizayis would have to be eaten within Kedei Achilas Pras. But if you're talking about a shear Sviya, where you ate more than a Kizayis and you filled yourself up, even if you filled yourself up and the time span between the beginning and the end of your eating was larger than Kedei Achilas Pras, you would still be Chayav. So what comes out of the Prima Gadim for our purposes is that when it comes to Sviya, Sviya does not require the Tanai of Kedei, Toch Kedei, Achilas Pras. In stark contrast to the Shir of Yisuvei Daite, which does. So again, both for the Knesset Gedolah and the Prima Gadim, they're both agreeing that when it comes to the Shir of Sviya, Sviya does not require Toch Kedei, Achilas Pras, while it's clear that Yisuvei Daite does. So again, these shitos are indications that at least in this realm of Toch Kedei Achilas Pras, you find that Yisuvei Daite is more intense than Sviya. So now we're just suggesting to carry over that Yisod and say, once we find amongst Mefarshim there is evidence for Yisuvei Daite being more intense than Sviya, perhaps that's Pshat Rav Yehuda. That Rav Yehuda, again, thinks that the shear of Yisuvei Daita is larger than a kibetza, even though the shear of kibetza itself is the shear of Sviya, because the shear of Yisuvei Daita is more intense than the shear of Sviya. Yeah, I'll take all questions. Yeah.
So you're suggesting that the absence of the din of the Yachayot's Pras reflects that it's light and it's more plus severe and it's lack severe. In terms of the
intensity,
yes,
of the feeling of satiation, just think about it. Right, when you eat the same amount, right, over a smaller amount of time,
yeah,
do you feel? I would propose, and I think this is true, you feel more satiated when you eat that food over a smaller amount of time than if you eat it over the course of an entire day.
Okay.
Right. right? If you eat a challah roll over the course of 10 hours, all right, you'll be less satiated at the end of your eating, 10 hours after the beginning of your eating, than if we told you, eat the challah within 2 minutes. After those 2 minutes are up, there would be a stronger feeling of satiation. So we're saying, if we have a requirement of toch de achilas pras, that in order that the only time you're going to hit the threshold of yisuve daite for Yom Kippur is if you eat the shir of kikosevas agasa within 2 minutes. But when it comes to birchas hamazon, we're saying, oh, you even hit the threshold of svia, even though you spread out the eating over the course of a day. So that implies that that the intensity of hanas, the intensity of satiation required for yisuve daite is more intense than the level of satiation required to trigger the level of svia for birchas hamazon. You hear what I'm saying now?
Yeah.
So once you find that yisuve daite is more intense, as highlighted by the din of toch de'achilas pras, I'm saying, suggesting perhaps carry that over for Rabbi Yehuda in terms of the different issue of the shear of ochal, the shear of what is the shear of kiyosavas agasim. Yeah.
Is it possible to guess the third answer?
Yeah.
That you know we presented a hakira yesterday, like it was like a 2-5-3-3 sided hakira. So can you say that that's exactly the machlokas that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need a ma'isa achila? So I don't care if Yeshiva Das, Yeshiva Das is less than a Beva, I don't care, as long as my Sahil. Or if there's Vidani, Yeshiva Das. In which case, then anything less than Beva's
okay.
Suffice for acceptance.
Yeah. So you're Machavin to your Chavar, it'll go work. But, before you shake hands, do your victory lap. The only issue I have with that explanation is that Rabbi Yehuda himself invokes Yisuve Daite.
Well, we did see.
I would say yesterday, the way this
all related. Very much from Magen Avraham, however, he used Yishev Adas to tell you, like, Ketoch Kerei Dibor Tebev Idea by Birkas HaMazon. There's no Shachas to Yishev Adas of Yom Kippur, though. And he was using, the Magen Avraham used the word Yisuve Daite, he quoted our Gemara, that there's a Din Yishev Adas.
Yeah, because.
What Shachas is Yishev Adas of Yom Kippur to a regular Sevilla of Birkas HaMazon? So you can see, you don't have to read the Gemara entirely Davka Yishev Adas.
Well, in terms of the carryover from one to the other, it could be that he's like the Menachos Chinuch, and the carryover is a Kol Shekin.
But he was using the Gemara like, it says, therefore, Yishev Adas, and therefore also by Birkas HaMazon.
Because Birkas HaMazon needs Yishev Adas plus.
But it doesn't need Yishev Adas.
But if you're if you're like a Rav Zvid person, and you're a Menachos Chinuch person, suggesting, if you're a Magen Avraham person, and you see as and you think the Sviya is more intense than Yisuve Daite, so then if there's a requirement of intensity for Yisuve Daite, then of course that carries over to Sviya. Because you're right, if you need that level of intensity, you know, within the small time frame in order to accomplish the lower level intensity of Yisuve Daite, then Kol Shekin, that's going to carry over to the higher level.
Is that really the
Lashon
of the Magen Avraham?
I have to look back at that Lashon. And in terms of your point, everyone agrees that in the Gemara it's clear that Yisuve Daite plays a role in terms of the shear of Kikosevas Agasa. The larger Chakira that we were discussing is whether this factor of Yisuve Daite goes beyond the realm of shear. Everyone agrees that that shear for Inoy, the shear of Inoy Shalachil of Yom Kippur is unique. It's not a Gezias, it's a Kosevas Agasa. And everyone agrees that the uniqueness of that shear is based on Yisuve Daite. The question is, does the factor of Yisuve Daite invoked by the Gemara, is that a limited din for shear? To say, really, it's a Maisa Achila, and we just adjust the shear to be a shear of Yisuve Daite? Or does Yisuve Daite completely, redefine the nature of Inoy Shel Achila? Has nothing to do with Achila, it has to do with Yisuve Daite. That's a part of discussion. But it's clear that even Rabbi Yehuda, and everyone agrees, that when it comes to our issue of shir, that the Koveya is the shir of Yisuve Daite. So that's why it's hard to, as I don't think that, the question of whether Yisuve Daite goes beyond shir will necessarily impact this machokas about shir. Everyone agrees that Yisuve Daite plays a role when it comes to Yosef Zagasa,
Does probably Magen
Avraham
have to do the same for
Hanas
Mea?
We'll hold off on Hanas Mea for the moment. Not necessarily.
Okay.
We'll hold off on that. Yeah.
According to the second explanation we wanted to give for Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds that Yishuv Hadas is more intense than Tzviya.
Yeah.
So would the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Zvid, be like a Metziastic Machlokas or like a Lamdish Machlokas?
I think it's more of a, you know, Lamdish Machlokas in terms of, you know, again, what I was telling Brian before, in terms of, you know, on the range of, you know, satisfaction and satiation, you know, where does Yisuvei Daite and Tzviya fall out? And how intense of a satiation is needed to be mevatel the mitzvah of Nisnas Nafsho Seichem? Nafsho Seichem, how does that relate to the level of satiation required for Chiyav Birchas Mazon? So it's not a question of Mitzias as much as is, you know, when it comes to the dinim of, you know, Tzviya for Birchas Mazon, or the threshold of Tzviya for Birchas Mazon, the threshold of Yisuvei Daite for Yom Kippur, you know, where does each one, you know, fall out on this larger range?
That assumes that they're, you know, just different, sort of like different quantities of the same thing.
Gradations, the different gradations of satiation, and each one is a machogus in terms of, is the, you know, the sheer of, can, you can think about, you know, the broader implications of this, but in according to Rav Zvid, it's Pashat Rav Zvid, that the level of Sviya, which is Mechayev, Birchos Amazon, and Hoda, is more intense than the level of, you know, satiation, you know, which is mevatel the mitzvah of v'nisan asnaf shaseichem. Rav Yehuda fundamentally argues is no. The sheer of, you know, shevach v'hodah for sviya to require birchas mazon is less intense than the sheer required to dictate that you have been mevatel the mitzvah of v'nisan asnaf shaseichem. So again, there's room to now discuss what, you know, the implications of those are, the relationship between Shevach V'Hodah, Birchas HaMazon, versus V'nisan Esnaf Shoseichem. But for our purposes, it's just, it's important to know that, you know, it's a fundamental machlokes about which one is more intense. Again, not a Metzias question, but a question of, you know, where do you draw the line? You know, what the threshold is. Okay. So, moving on to the next issue within, the last issue within the Shir of Kippos Hevas Hagasa, and this is more of a, as I so far we discussed two issues within the Shir Kukos Hevas Hagasa. One issue is the Gari Nisa factor in Ayin Tesam and Aleph. Second factor is what's the relationship between Kukos Hevas Hagasa and Kibetza. The last issue within the Shir I'd like to discuss is more of a broad issue, which comes up, you know, on the Daven here in terms of whether this Shir Kukos Hevas Hagasa and Shirim in generally are Halach L'Mosh Misinai or Da'oraisa, or whether they're Dirabana. And this sugya, right, happens to be a very important, you know, presents a number of important makoros for this issue, because if you go through these gemaros, there seem to be very different indications about whether shiurim here and in general are dirabanan, or whether shiurim in general and here are really daraisa / halach l'mosh misinai. So for today, we're just going to document the stira in our gemaros. Right, varying indications. Some indications that it's Darais, Halach L'Mosh Misinai. Other indications that it's Dirabanan. And then tomorrow, we'll, you know, have you see some of the makoros. We'll discuss and share the different, you know, ways to resolve that stira in the Mefarshim. So first, let's quickly, you know, spend a couple minutes going through all the various gemaras, which imply, you know, aladaf, which imply that shiurim of Kosevas Agasa and in general are midrabanan. So the first indication of this is the formulation of Rav Yehuda. I have to go back to Ayin Tesam and Aleph. Right? So I want to read for us where the indication is clear from Rav Yehuda that the Rabbanan are playing a role in being Koveya this year. Yehuda? You want a quick read, Shalom? Ayin Tesam and Aleph. Is Amar Rav Amar Yehuda? First words in line, Amar Rav Yehuda.
Amar Rav Yehuda, Kosev Sagas, Amar Yisir, Mikveksa. Kim Lu Rabbana.
Oh, the Bahachi Miyas Vedate. Batsar Miyachi, lo. Miyas Vedate. So again, this is clear indication number one, that the Rabbanan are determining the shear of Kosevas Agasa based on their determination of what the shear, what the threshold of Yisuvei Daite is.
In other words, the shear is the Rabbanan.
Seems like it. Indication number one. Turning to Pei Amud Aleph, the top line there. Again, starts on the bottom of my test and base. This is Tanya Rebbe Omer.
Tanya Rebbe Omer. Kol Ashirim Kulan Zayis Kisim Tos Oker. Shashina Kosev Bimish.
Bimish Ma'an.
Bimish Ma'an.
Bishinu.
Shirin Chacham and Bishur.
Right, right, Ladov Yom Kippur.
Right,
Ladov Yom Kippur. Right, right. It's clear already from the Lashon the price. So, Shinu Chacham and Bishurun. Yet another indication that it's the Rabbanan who are coming along and determining the shoes. Again, he had it in the Lashon of Rav Yudah and Ayintes and Aleph. He had the Lashon of Rebbe in his Brisa on Peyam and Aleph. And then, if you turn to Peyam and Beis, a number of times, when you have these, there's a whole series on Peyam and Beis of maskifs and then answers. We read one of them before with the maskif LaRav in terms of Toch De'achilas Pras. But a common theme to all of them, it's always Kim Lehu LaRabbanan Debahachim Yasvei Da'itei. And one we read before was Maskev, just to do it quickly, Maskev L'Rabba, Kizayis B'chdei Achilas Pras, B'kosevis B'chdei Achilas Pras. The question before we had, why is the time frame for Kizayis the same as the time frame for Yom Kippur, and its shear, its larger shear of Kosevis Agasa? And the answer is, Amalei Baye, Kim Lehu L'Rabbanan, D'Bachim Yasvei Da'itei. And again, if you look throughout this daf, all the maskevs, all the responses are all Kim Lehu L'Rabbanan D'Bahachi Miyasvei Da'itei. So again, yet another indication that the Rabbanan are the ones who are Koveya this year. Two more indications. There's Pei, go back to Pei Amud Aleph. Again, here in two places the Gemara references the role of Beis Din in being Koveya this year. So the first one is, you see Acherim Omrim? It's like two lines before the two dots. Okay. Anyone have it? Moshe, do you have it?
Yeah.
Can you go for it, Aaron?
Acherim Omrim, Beis Dino Adonim.
Yeah.
Beis Dino Shel Yavetz.
Yavetz.
Yavetz Tiknum.
Yeah. So we'll see the broader context, but this is the context of Shirim. And Acherim, right, this Tana clearly holds that, you know, the Beis Din, and Rashi explains, is Asnil Ben Kenaz. And the Beis Din of Asnil Ben Kenaz was Koveya, you know, this year. Again, clear that the Rabbanan are the one who were being Koveya this year. Again, yet another. And before that, if you go up to Amar Velazar.
Where was that?
What?
Where was that last one?
Like two lines before the two dots. It says Achirim Omrim. It's
first
word line is Achirim Omrim. Yeah. We'll read the Tanakam in a moment. It's on the other list. But if you go back to Amar Velazar, the last one on this list.
First red line is Elazar.
Yeah, I go for it.
Amar Rav Elazar Ha'okel Chelav Bizman Hazeh Tzarich Shiyichtov Lo Shir Shema Yovo Beis Din Acher V'Yir V'Vashirin.
Right, so he says if you Bizman Hazeh, if you eat Chelav, you have to write down exactly the measurements of what, you know, of how much you ate, because Beis Din might come along later and change the Shir. Again, so you have it between the first three Rayos were Kimlul all the Rabbanans, and here's the Beis Din again, all part of the Chachamim. Again, all indications that Shiurim in general and in the context of Kikosevas Agasa, that they are all determined by the Chachamim. Yet, we're going to see there are a lot of other indications in Shas and here and even in our Gemara that really the Shiurim are based on Halach L'Moshe Misinam. Just do this and then we'll take any questions. I'm assuming your questions are going to, hopefully you'll be mechaven to the answers that we'll see tomorrow. But let's first get the conflicting evidence here. So the first is Rav Yochanan. So go back to Peyam and Aleph here. You see Rav Yochanan is like in a couple lines above the Tanya Rami Hachi, where the Achirim were. See the Mesoras Hashas Gimel. Can I go for it?
Rav Yochanan Shiurin Ba'onjin Halachal Moshe Misinai.
Right.
So then
the Koveya for Shirim and Onshin Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Gemara then asks, Onshin? What do you mean Onshin Halacha Moshe Misinai? Mechtav Ksivi. That's, you know, the Farish Pesukim. The Gemara says, no, Elahachi Kamar Amar Yochanan Shiurim Shel Onshin Halacha Moshe Misinai. That, no, the Shiurim associated with Onshin are Halacha Moshe Misinai. Again, so clear, this is Rav Yochanan. This is found in many places in Shas. This, you know, this memra that really the Koveya of Shiurim is Halacha Moshe Misinai. And again, now go to the next line, Tanya Mihachi. This is the Tanakama of the Acherim we quoted earlier. It says again, Tanya Mihachi, Shiurin Shal Onshin Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Again, the Tanakama here says that the Koveya of Shirim are all Halacha Moshe Sinai. And again, the last source to say that the Shirim are based on Halacha Moshe Sinai is both an Erevin Daf Dalet. It's just one line there, I didn't have you see it. Erevin Daf Dalet, Amud Aleph, and Sukkah Hey Amud Beis. There you have the same line. I'll read it inside right here. It says, Amr of Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav. Basically, it was said in the name of Rav. Shiurin, when it comes to Shiurim, when it comes to Chatzitzin, comes to, you know, the idea of a Chatzitza for Tefillah. When it comes to Mechitzin, when it comes to the realm of Mechitzos, Halacha L'Mosh Mishina. So again, in the list of our dinam, which are all part of Halacha L'Mosh Mishinai, is Shiurin. So again, the problem we have here is that you have these contradictory implications. On the one hand, you have a lot of evidence pointing in the direction to say the Shiurim were Koveya by or Nikva Aide the Chachamim. And otherwise, you have evidence which is saying that really, you know, they were that the Shiurim were Nikva Aide Halacha L'Mosh Mishinai, which is a Daraisa. So, we'll discuss tomorrow different approaches in the Rishonim in terms of how you resolve this. Yeah, but before that, yeah.
Why did you put the Achirim on the first list of supplying the Darabanan, where the Gemara then qualifies it and says that Shechim has a reason?
But who was Fuah Shochech?
Based on the Yavetz, Tikkun.
The Shechim is the Chum.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that doesn't necessarily. It says that Beis and Shel Yavetz, you know, institute that,
uh-huh.
And then it's saying so. But I, how could they institute? They institute something new. So no, they really.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're saying Nishan Achir might not be the best. Okay, granted. Tommy, welcome back.
Thank you. Well, that's similar to Chol HaMoed, that like the Torah, like also Moshe says that this is the concept of Shurim, but like Chachamim, they try to figure out what's the exact Shur for each thing.
Okay. That's, yeah, so the hard part about that is that that works well in, well, we're going to see something parallel to that, but you're going to have to figure out exactly what the breakdown is, because by Chol HaMoed, like the Gemara Chagiga you're quoting, which says the idea of Masron HaKasav L'Chachamim, which we actually had in the beginning of the year, in terms of, you know, the Inuyim, in terms of, you know, the Ran, says the concept of the Shari Inuyim are all Daraisa. But the Chachamim, or it was Masr HaKasav L'Chachamim to be Magdir, and they limited it to Daf Inui Shel Tainu. Daf Tainu. But the issue there is explaining the exact breakdown, because by Chol HaMoed, so the Torah introduced the concept of Chol HaMoed. And then the Rabbanan came to be Magdir, what exactly the Dinim are. But here, you know, it seems to be pretty self-evident that there has to be a Shir. You know, you have a Chiyah to eat Matzah. It has to be a shear to that. So it's hard to say that, you know, the Torah, the Halacha Moshe Mishinai was Mechadesh, the concept of...
So you have Chatzah Shear, no? I don't know, like, you know, maybe like...
Oh, you're saying...
Like, the Torah was like a little bit...
Okay,
like,
yeah, okay, could be. Like, I hear what you're saying. So you could have said it was Kol Shirim.
Yeah, it could be Kol Shirim.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that's going to be proud. Yeah, very good. You could say it. Yeah.
Then this first time, basically say what Tommy was saying. The sense we saw, I think it was yesterday. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to see along those lines. We have to figure out exactly what the breakdown is, but yeah, the one way to resolve the stira is to say it's a combination. That Halacha Moshe Mishinai did half, and the Rabbanan did the other half. We're going to see there's going to be another approach, which is going to say that there's a real machlokas here, and these are two different deos. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow with that.